Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Monday, October 19th, the 33rd anniversary, actually, of Black Monday back in 1987 when you had a 22% drop in the stock market. Seems like forever ago when that happened. We've got commodity prices higher overnight with wheat leading the way. Chicago, December, up 9.25 cents, 634.25, hitting six-year highs with the funds building a long position, about 40,000 contracts there. Kansas City, December, reaching two-year highs, up 7.25 at 566. Funds long about 30,000 contracts in Kansas City. Minneapolis spring wheat up 8.25 cents at 568, hitting seven-month highs going back to March. Support in the wheat, continued drier weather in Russian wheat areas and also parts of the Western Plains. We will have to keep an eye on that as things move forward. Taking a look at corn, we had December finish up 2.75 cents, 404.75, trading down in the lower end of the range from Friday. Funds building a long position in the corn, long about 175,000 contracts there. A couple of big sales announced this morning, 345,000 tons of corn to unknown and 123,000 to Mexico. So we will also monitor to see if those purchases continue. You had Chinese Dalian corn rallying overnight as well. Taking a look at soybeans, November up 4.25 cents, 10.54.25, like the corn trading down in the lower end of Friday's range, moving a bit sideways. We've got the fund net easing a bit from the last couple of weeks, long about 225,000-230,000 contracts in the beans. We still have planting running well behind in major parts of Brazil, 6-8% versus 30-40% on average. Brazil also in the news due to cutting their tariffs on corn, beans, and soybean oil. Had some food inflation down there, and so trying to ease that, those tariffs suspended until January and March. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-884-3343.